the show that you choose on the ground from the drop-down menu. Thank you, Mike.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them too? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them how you feel.
Tell them how you feel. Hello.
Yeah, man, I was moving and grooving, as they say. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Chip. Good morning,
Good
Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. Your Friday well of opinions and thoughts and controversies. So, first of all, I want to thank you guys for over the years supporting WPFW. We really, really appreciate, you know, what you guys do for us. And, you know, we can't thank you enough. Been here since 1977,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, that was a good year, you know, for the community, because it finally got its own non-commercial, you know, public station that caters to the needs, you know, of its constituents, of its citizens, the folks here in the D.C. and the DMV. Yeah, so this morning, we want to, you know, as we ask for your donations of support, and that number to call is 202-588-9739. The question this morning is, what makes WPFW so relevant in today's world? You know, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what makes it relevant? What makes it so special that has allowed it to survive, you know, since 1977? You know, we'd like to hear your thoughts about that and more, okay? The number to call for community comment is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And if you want to make a pledge of support, you can become a sustainer, $25 a month, or you can make a one-time pledge of whatever amount that you choose to do so. Okay? No amount is too little, no amount is too great.
That's right.
You know, we need it all. And to keep the station, you know, in the information age, you know, we have to, you know, keep our infrastructure strong. We have to have, you know, contacts for the different things that that we're involved in the community.
We have to move.
That's right. That's good. We have to move before the end of the year. And so, you know, we've got things that we have to do so that we can better serve you. So this morning's question for community comment is, what makes WPFW so relevant to you? Okay. Share your thoughts. Give us a call, 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. You know, Chip, you know, we cover so many different things, whether it's the environment, whether it's geopolitics, whether it's
local politics, whether it's
local politics. It's just so much stuff that, you know, our listeners bring us information about that people might not know.
That's it. You know,
people might not know or have that, had an inkling of what's going on out there. So, you know, what makes WBFW relevant to you? You know, what aspect of it? Is it the way we, you know, cover geopolitics? Is it the way that we give this the voice to the voiceless? You know, those guys up on Capitol Hill, they know about That's us. Right. They know about you.
we give you an alternative look. You know, so much of what's out there now is food for consumption, and it's all the same fruit. You know, and we give you something different to chew on.
Indeed. And if you appreciate that, you know, and understand the need for that, and particularly right now, but ever since WPFW has been in existence, there's always been that need for community shared information, stuff that's not brought to you by Coke, you know, or Camel cigarettes or whatever, you know. So once again, you know, share your thoughts about what makes WPFW relevant to you. Okay, 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts on that very, very, what's the word? That topic. Because, you know, we're getting ready to go through an election. We still got stuff going on in Gaza. We got a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
That, you know,
A lot of threads are still dangling.
A lot of threads. Okay. All right. So let's go to the phone, 202-588-0893. What makes WPFW relevant to you? And why is it important to support, you know, independent media like this? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. Here's Rick calling from Germany.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Where's your third string?
He's on the bench right now, man. Yeah, he's taking care of some stuff.
He's on okay. IR.
Okay. First of all, let me say that even though we have pulled out of Afghanistan, I think we are still there in Iraq. And I think terror strikes against America are coming soon. What WPFW means to me is no commercials, no support of the wealthy for their message. I'm done, fellas.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. 202-588-0893. What makes WPFW relevant in today's world? You know, with all the conflicts that are happening, why is your voice important, you know, in the ongoing debate about this myriad of issues? Do you enjoy having that opportunity to converse with your fellow citizens, you know, about, you know, the things that you feel
right.
are right and wrong?
Voice your opinion.
Voice your opinion and have a dialogue. You know, without dialogue, we can't learn, you know, and nobody has all the answers. You know, there's nobody that we know of, right?
That's right.
Maybe Elon Musk.
I'm afraid of anyone who thinks they do have.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So 202-580-8893. What makes WPFW relevant in today's world? What makes it relevant in your world? You know, what are the things that you listen for and enjoy or get some meaning out of? 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for Community Watch and Comment. And, you know, I remember, you know, first listening to WPFW when I was a volunteer too many years ago, starting out that way. And, you know, I always appreciated, like Rick said, about the non-commercial nature of it. You know, you're not going to hear no jingles. You're not going to hear no jangles. You know, we don't have a, you know, musically, we don't have playlists, you know, that we play to conform to some industry. And that's made for very wholesome. Really great programmers, and we've had some really, really great programmers. You know, we currently have some great programmers. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
Friends of the Congo and WPFW invite you to Love Sound, an evening of Soul Sisters in Performance on Sunday, October 20th. From 5 to 8 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church, 400 I Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. The evening features performances by musicians and poets including Navasha Dea, Laini Mataka, Maimuna Youssef, and Sweet Honey in the Rock. Details, including a complete list of performers at WPFW.org or friendsofthecongo.org. All proceeds benefit Friends of the Congo's DRC Women, Peace and Security Center in Kinshasa, and WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Yeah, boy.
Yep.
WPFW.
We are. All
right, we got an echo on my end.
I heard it, yeah. I'm still hearing it.
All right, we're going to run a quick test, folks.
Yeah, it's running about a second or two behind. Hello.
All right, let's so we still have our shadow. Well, you know, it's technology. Is what it is.
Do we need to disconnect as well?
All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you, listeners. Please bear with us.
Hi, this is Tom Cole, host of G-Strings here on WPFW every Sunday morning. I and the rest of the station's volunteers and staff would like to invite you to join the WPFW Legacy Listener Circle by making a contribution to the station's future through your estate plan. There are a lot of ways to do that, through your IRA or retirement plan, by gifting us life insurance, or through your donor-advised fund. We'd be happy to have a confidential discussion with you as you consider a planned gift to the station. Please reach out to us at plannedgiving@wpfw.org or call us at 202-588-0999. Thank you for considering becoming a part of WPFW's future.
Is Chip back? Okay. All right, folks, welcome back. Okay, unfortunately, it sounds like we still have our echo. Okay. Well, that's what's going to make it difficult. All right. So why don't we just take a music break or something, you know, until we can resolve this.
Friends of the Congo and WPFW invite you to Love Sound, an evening of Soul Sisters in performance on Sunday, October 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church, 400 I Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. The evening features performances by musicians and poets including Navasha Deya, Laini Mataka, Maimuna Youssef, and Sweet Honey and the Rock. Details, including a complete list of performers at WPFW.org or friendsofthecongo.org. All proceeds benefit Friends of the Congo's DRC Women, Peace and Security Center in Kinshasa, and WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Okay, Mike, are we there?
Okay, are we back? Yeah.
All right, very good. Very good. All right, once again, good morning, listeners. Sorry for the interruption. We're back. And this morning, we're getting your thoughts about, you know, what makes WPFW relevant in today's world. And we had a caller that was on hold, so we're going to go straight to that caller so that they can share their perspective on that question. Okay, and then you can do so also by calling 202-588-0893. That's our call-in line, okay? You know, what makes WPFW relevant in today's world? What makes it relevant for you? All right, 202-588-0893. And as a reminder, we are in the beginning of our pledge drive, and we do need your support.
Mm-hmm.
And the number to call to do that, make a generous pledge, is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. You can also go to WPFW's website, WPFWFM.org, and look for the red button. Okay. All right. So, good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Is it me that you're talking to?
That is you, sir.
That's you.
That's wonderful. It's WPFW, I think, is so good that it's hard to pinpoint exactly. I also agree that it's great to have a station without hearing corporate commercials all the time, and that's wonderful. I also think that we're in a time period where a lot of views cannot be heard, even common, ordinary views. I hear, for example, in terms of this election, all these things about Kamala Harris by these other corporate-based groups, and they're something else. It's, I'll have to call back this other person on the other line later. But only on WPFW do I hear certain voices. I hear voices of the community, and some of them are informed, some of them are not informed. But I hear them, and that is great. I don't hear certain things sometimes in the community, sometimes not in the community, of people who have viewpoints going against the government. I heard yesterday where two stations that presented other points of views were taken off the air. They had previously been taken off of big corporate radio stations and big corporate media things. And it's so good to hear a Palestinian speak or an Arab speak yesterday on your station, which I don't get to hear on corporate stations. I heard Tallahassee Coates, his interview with MSNBC where he was ambushed, and I heard his response. And I don't hear certain things that he said at all. For example, I don't hear the fact that he is against apartheid. He's against apartheid in Israel. I don't hear it. He doesn't care what the people have done, because that's the standard response. They raped people and they murdered babies and these other things. He said it's wrong. I don't care what they have done. It's wrong. And I believe him, and I believe that I would not have heard him discussed as I heard him discussed by Palestinians. Even Kamala on her thing would not let Palestinians speak at the convention. And you notice that they're not heard on regular media most of the time. 99%, just like he said, Coates, he's only hearing one side of the story. Well, maybe that's because he doesn't listen to WPFW enough.
All right.
I think he needs to do so, because not only do you not have commercials, you let other people on with different points of view. I don't believe Kamala has any black agenda whatsoever. She is owned and by a certain group. She won't even use the word apartheid or genocide. And she won't say anything except black men are not doing this because of she's a woman or something. No. I'm a black man, and I'm not voting for her because I don't vote for – if there was a murderer running for something and they said, well, this other person is a worse murderer, he's a bigger gangster, I don't care. Neither one of them are getting my vote. And that's a point of view that you don't hear. You only hear what they want to say as they try and get you to do what they want you to do. And I don't support people who support the deaths, bombing deaths of 40, 50,000 and a whole bunch of babies. Actually, babies shot in the head. If they're not shot, or people burnt as they're laying in their hospital beds.
Okay, well, you know.
Everything. I'm sorry, I have heard this on WPFW from complaining people, complaining Palestinians. I do not hear this on any other radio stations, any other TV stations, whatever. We need to get a PFW TV station next. Not only do you need to thrive, you need to expand. I want to hear a TV station without corporate advertisement so that we can hear people's voices from the community and from the world that don't go along with the government. And I hope PFW continues to thrive for another 100 years. Anyway,
that's why I support
WPFW.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah. Chip, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Quite an eloquent, defense of what we do here. And it's much, much appreciated to know that, people are paying attention.
Right.
And he's right. You're not going to hear Palestinian voices on these other networks.
It's too much money invested on the Israeli side, government-wise, everybody. It's about – America is about money.
Benjamins.
And that's going to trump what's right all the time,
All right, 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment. This morning we're getting your thoughts on what makes WPFW relevant in today's world. Why is a station like WPFW needed? We've existed since 1977 because of the need. Today there's so many multimedia outlets out there, so many ways to get information. But unfortunately, people, are getting, as the previous caller said, they're getting one-sided information.
Right, you're getting the same.
And they're not getting all perspectives. Can't have peace without perspectives. 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Share your thoughts on what makes WPFW so relevant in today's world. And Chip, was there anything that the caller said that struck you, that hit a nerve with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's right. He's like, if you're looking for two sides of an issue, there is a dearth of information on one side or the other, depending on, like I said, depending on where the money is. It's always been quite apparent, who the money bank, because that's all you hear. And sure, there are multiple outlets. You can flip through the channels, whether it's, CNN, Fox, or MSNBC. It's always going to be the same talking points,
talking points pretty much. You know, they may be a little deviant from one side to the other, but the content or the subject that they're talking about is always going to be about the same, you know?
Okay. 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts this morning on community watching comment. What makes WPFW relevant in today's world? Why is it relevant to you? What do you listen for? You know, and look, including things that you would like to hear more of.
Right. You know, and the fact that we have this kind of show. You know, you're not calling in to CNN and getting on and telling your point of view or Fox News. You know, that's not happening.
Not happening. And you know, the whole issue of, you know, freedom of the press is going to come full circle with threats, you know, by one of the candidates to go after journalists and, you know, try to put some networks out of business. You know, there's a lot at stake here, you know, and PFW, Pacifica, is one of the few outlets in this country where you can have freedom of expression, freedom of thought, where you won't get bashed in the head for having, you know, an opinion, all right? That's what we look forward to. That's what we call this community watching comment.
Right. So we don't have a no-call list, you know, people
exactly.
Who get blackballed and, you know, they can't get on air, you know, so.
We have two callers, gentlemen.
202-588-0893. Make a pledge of support also, folks. You know, keep this network alive and kicking so that we can, you know, have enough stash to get new equipment and things like that. We will be moving soon, and we're going to need your help and assistance in that. So, by all means, make that pledge of support by calling 202-588-9739. Or 1-800-222-9739. That's our pledge line. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to be able to thank you before the morning goes, okay? We have a goal of $500. Let's see if we can get that and more. All right, because it all goes to WPFW.
Getting the job done.
For jazz and justice, okay? All right, I believe we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
First of all, I would like to say that I tip my hat to WPFW, and I am I do donate to WPFW, and it is a station that I highly recommend, not just to the non-white community, but I recommend this station to all people. This is a station that actually cater to all people, and not just the U.S., but globally. Mm-hmm. And I hope that some way, form or fashion, that the information that you are so eloquently and thoroughly and truthfully getting to the airways, I hope that some way that this information is getting circulated globally. Because at this stage of our history, we're no longer living on an island. We are a global community, and this information is very pertinent to every facet of our lives. I cannot even imagine a station like WPFW not existing. Things are getting... truth is getting pushed out of the environment,
right?
And all kinds of things. And I just, I've been listening to you for some time now. I came here from North Carolina years ago,
right.
Getting out of the military to go to Harvard, and I end up meeting my wife here, and she won't go south, and I won't go north. So we stuck here. You guys know how that goes.
That's right.
But, I have been very deeply moved each year that I listen to you. It seems like you have added on, it seems like you're reading the pulse of not only the nation, but the world. And each year you seem to add a additional facet to your broadcast that's very, very important for us to know. And I just thank you. If I was a billionaire, I would probably be giving you at least a few million dollars each year. you guys are doing a great job. Keep the good work up.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
and
sir.
If you were a billionaire, we'd take it.
Yeah. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. With yours truly, Ron Pinchback, Chip Jones. Most importantly, you, the listener. We'd like to get your thoughts about why WPFW is relevant to you, you know, in this day and age, in these crazy times, these very volatile times. We also want to encourage you to make a pledge of support to the station by calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Your donations are tax deductible, and they all go to WPFW. You know, they don't go to me and Chip.
That's right. we do this out of love. You can also get us up on our website, too, as well, WPFWFM.org. Hit the big red donate button.
So, you know, there was some little change this morning. $25, $20, $100, $50, whatever you can afford, we appreciate your donation, okay? And don't forget, you can also become a sustainer at $20 a month, $10 a month, whatever you like to give per month, that can be arranged also. And once again, we truly, truly appreciate it. All right.
Two callers, gentlemen.
All right, let's go with this other caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Community Marching Comment.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me? I'm on a speakerphone.
Yeah, we're good. Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Oh, very good, very good. So I just want to reframe the question a bit. Taylor Swift is relevant, but is she important? So I would probably, the question for me would be, why is WPFW important? Because important things can be obscure, but they still have importance, you know, even though they're not popular. But anyway, so to me, WPFW is very important because people don't try to rob your house if you don't have valuables in it. Just like them jokers try to cut you guys off, you know, mess with the website and the signal and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, they try to rob us, you know, your listenership, by trying not to have us hear the valuable information that you are trying to disseminate to us. You know, so WPFW, I don't agree with, you know, every programmer, you know, and things that people have to say all the time. You know, and people do call and complain, but at least you all are there to have something, you know, for us to complain about. You know?
Some place to complain.
And some place to complain, you know? And I like the fact that, you know, I might not agree with some things, but it still makes me think. It challenges me to at least see the other side. And it's more so to even to defend my point of view even more so. So WPFW is important because it's valuable. It's extremely valuable. And I agree with that brother who said about maybe getting a TV station. I know, that's, you know, maybe that's pie in the sky at this point.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I know.
We'll put
the funding issue.
We'll put it on the Christmas list.
There you go.
Come on, Santa, make it happen. But, yeah, so I listen, you know, I contribute when I can. You know, I definitely would paycheck to paycheck. But I recognize its importance. So I just want to thank every program, you know, for the station, because I love it so. I've been listening to it for the last, just say 40 years.
Okay. All right.
You started when you were a baby then, 6 months or something.
Well, I'm older than 40 years old, so ha, 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 how about that? I just sound young. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, you have a wonderful morning. Have a great weekend. Thanks for those encouraging words. 202-588-0893. As she said, what makes WPFW relevant in today's world? Why is it important? Why is it important that you have, you know, an outlet that you can rely on to give you some truthful information? And some shared
opinions, you know.
Right. Alternative view.
Yeah, alternative views. You know, we're not going to all agree to, you know, on everything. Ain't supposed to, you know. But at the same time, you know, having that dialogue, you know, with your fellow citizens, is important. You know, see where we are. See why are we feeling that way?
Right.
Why are we thinking that way?
Right.
You know.
And what she was saying is important too. It's the dialogue is not about having to, you know, change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the purpose of dialogue is it helps you, like a crucible, it burns away all the fluff so that you are solid in your thinking and why you have this opinion. It helps you clarify what's important to you in the conversation.
And, you know, and it also gives you a chance to explore other points of view. And that, I can't emphasize how important that is. Because when you get locked into, you know, a mindscape that, you know, that you refuse to, you know, to challenge yourself, you know, then, you know, you're going to stay in the same place,
mm-hmm.
you know. Can't grow, you know. So I really enjoy listening to the comments from our listeners on so many issues, because they have a lot of common sense, and you know, a lot of technical sense as well.
Right.
We can learn a lot.
History. You know, we don't all know every point in history, and some people, you know, they fill out the knowledge that we have on what's happened beforehand.
202-588-9739. That's our pledge line. Give us a call, okay?
202-588-9739. We're still looking to get on the board. We're still waiting for
okay, 202-588-9739. We need your support. Make a $25 pledge right now. Put it on your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, whatever. You know, it'll send you a reminder. Become a sustainer. Whatever you can afford to give, it goes right here to the house. WPFW. Your house. Okay, that you've built and continue to build since 1977. All right, let's go. 202-580-0893. We got a couple more callers. Let's see what they're saying. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good
Hi.
Morning.
This is Sue in Brookland.
Hey, Sue.
And let me just say to our listeners, we got two of the smartest guys around on this show, and I know how much time you spend keeping up with the news so you can share your insights, which is why I will be calling up on the other phone line and making my contribution to this show.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We got a good team going here, so, you know, and it's all because the listeners. We want to give the listeners our best.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Sue from Brooklyn.
Okay. All right.
All right.
We got another call.
Yeah, let's join. Come on, join Sue. Make a pledge of support, okay? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, I have to say that WPFW is relevant to me because I'm in Northeast Washington, D.C. I'm a native Washingtonian,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, there was a time when we even had, on the progressive side, we even had a choice. But since the demise of 90.1, WDCU and the University of District of Columbia, now PFW is the only game in town.
Yeah.
And if we don't watch out, we'll lose that. Well, we do not want to lose that. So people need to jump up and support as much as possible WPFW because now we only have that singular voice. And it was such a sorrow to lose 90.1 because you had kind of an opposing progressive voice on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they really focused a lot, too, on the district government. So that's really my reason for thinking mm-hmm. that WPFW still remains relevant.
Well, thank you so much, my man. I remember, I think many of us remember
you know, WDCU and what it brought, you know, to the table. It was a loss to the community when that station went under. Fortunately, PFW was here to pick up the slack. But, you know, and think about it, this is a large metropolitan area. We got radio stations all over the place.
Right.
But we only have one WPFW, okay? So, folks, like the caller said, make that pledge of support, okay? Keep this station alive and functioning and open, okay? Open dialogue, open-mindedness, open-heartedness. You know, that's what's needed, and that's what we try to deliver. Trying to improve the world one broadcast at a time,
that's
all right?
It.
Call that time, 202-588-9739. Yes, good morning.
Yes, you are. Okay, Leah, listen to you. I am a contributor. My name is Jones, Casey Jones. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., and, of course, WPFW has very been important to me over the years. I've been listening for so many years. You know, I go back to Abrah Alain Sr. and Dorothy Hill, and I go back that far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goodness, but, yes.
And it's, yeah, and I do contribute to it. It's valuable. We have to keep this station WPFW on the air. We must do that. But one thing really I wanted to call for, somebody called in and say PFW should have a television show, and I want to put this out there. Actually, in a way, PFW does. I look at Howard every morning, 8 o'clock to nine on WHUT, channel 32. For those who do not know, Democracy Now! Comes on every morning, Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Howard Station, channel 32. So that's some information I want to put out there.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when Democracy Now! Went to WHUT. I was, you know, in the management of the station at that time. And, okay. And there was concern that, you know, it would dilute our listenership and things like that. But, you know, the information is just so important that, you know, we didn't have time to fret over such petty things. You know, if the more people that we can get to listen to,
right,
you know, good information, the better.
Right.
You know, no matter
where it comes from. About making it available than being stingy with it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. But like I said, once it's over, then I switch to the radio, you know, for the other programs, you know. So
that's all right.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there for people who do not know that Democracy Now! Does come on. Amy Goodman and her crew, excellent, just excellent report. And I see that. I just see all the images, man, coming out of Gaza. It's heartbreaking. It's hard to look at, but, you know, you have to do it, I guess. But thanks a lot for everything.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting. Okay. 202-588-9739 is the pledge line. You know, make that donation this morning so that we can make our goals toward, you know, achieving, you know, the goals we set out for, you know, our pledge drive. We all want to do our share. And we also use this as a barometer as to what you think about the programming. So that's why we're asking the question this morning. You know, why is WPFW relevant to you? You know, why is it relevant in today's world? Okay, because this, I mean, the world is smaller, you know, information-wise. It's like it's shrinking, you know. Everything's affecting each other, you know. How we deal with climate, how we deal with geopolitical issues, you know, having those voices out there that you're just not going to hear, okay?
Right.
People scared. Those corporate stations are scared.
Right, they're acting as gatekeepers.
Exactly. So, you know, no gatekeepers, guys. That's we all got a T-shirt. No gatekeepers. WPFW. No gatekeepers. I like that.
I mean, and that's another way that we're different. I mean, you call any other station that puts people on, they screen people. You know, you go on here. We don't decide whether or not Your word is valuable enough to go on. You know, you call us, we put you on.
And you get enough time to express yourself. You know, you don't get 30 seconds, 20 seconds. You get a time to explain and
articulate your point of view. That's very important. All right. 202-588-9739. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hey, Ron, man. Long time listening supporter. Marvin, Fort Washington, man. How you doing?
What's up, my man? How are you?
Hey, happy Friday, man. Get ready to take this flight down to a city that I love so much, Memphis, Tennessee. I think I've been in there at least 12, 14 times because my sweetheart is down there, and she can't do without me.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, when love calls, you got to answer, man.
Well, you know, it's my hometown, Marvin. That's my hometown.
Yeah, I know, Skip. Yeah, I know. Hey, man, I've been a long time supporter of this station, man, for a long time, man. First time I've heard about PFW, brother of mine, up there, 14th in Decatur. It used to be a vegan restaurant up there, 14th in Decatur, man. And these brothers and sisters. Brother named Shaka Ali turned me on to PFW. He just told me to listen. Turn it on. I think programs like Freedom of Speech was on back in the day. People like Jesse McDade and Dorothy Healy and they're just great. Even the new programs that, man, I mean, you have implemented so many new programmers like programs like Darker Than Blue. I mean, Monty, something to say. It just, you know, you have to get your notebook out every day. You got to get a huge notebook and take notes, man, because you got different organizations, groups, nonprofit groups out here. They're doing a lot in the community to help out young kids. They help the community, educate the community, man. And this station does a lot, man. And, you know, everybody has a Facebook page now, man. So, I mean, I've been posting on Facebook and just letting people know about PFW, man. You know, you got to pass it on, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. What station did you want to hear Roach Brown on talking about the latest, criminal justice issues or Mark Metalli, or something to say? You hear the youth out here, poet laureates, man. Is doing a whole lot of great work out here in our community. You know, a lot of people, you know, we have a tendency of just watching the mainstream news. They never see anything good about our young people. And like our young people not doing anything positive out here, man. So, you know, this station gives voice to the communities, and this station gives a lot of information that you have to take your notebook out there, every day and take down people's name, authors, poets, activists, groups and organization events. I mean, I went to the 2 weeks ago. You had an event at Solomon's Hall. Then Tony Carr and the Reggae Experience and Sister Kim Bay on the Culture Shack. Man, that was a beautiful event, man. Beautiful event, man. It was worth the $40, man. Yeah. So PFW has come a long way, man. I tuned this station in, the Cypher Hip Hop program. The music programs.
That's right.
But Robin's Place, man, after all the talk programs coming on during the day, then you just chill out, you know, when you come home from work and listen to the great music programs, the diverse music programs. You can't get it nowhere else, Ron.
Thank you, Marvin.
So I encourage all the people who never supported the station, man. We are living in serious crucial times, man. So, amen. Support this great entity, man. To bring us so much information and music and culture, man.
Thank you. Mom, appreciate it, man. All right. Take care down there in Fort Washington.
Speaking of thanks, we should thank Susan who came through with what she said. She put us on the board with donation, and she thanked us for such great thinking and commentary. And we thank her for her support.
We have one more caller.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday, and thank you for being on the air. This is probably my third year listening to WPFW, and I can't thank you enough. I've learned so much, and it has just been amazing. I was introduced to learning about Paul Robeson, which I'm just really surprised that I didn't learn about growing up or in school, school, college. I was introduced to Dr. Wilmer Leon. Who else? so many people that I'm drawing a blank, but it's just been a wealth of information. I can't thank you all enough for coming on every Friday and all the other programs that I've been introduced to. Sorry to hear Sputnik was taken down. That's what I heard, even Gerald Horn. Just so much, a wealth of information. I'm 57. And just, again, just learning just new things and glad that there's an independent source out here offering us something different from the mainstream news that we've been conditioned to listen to. So thank you again. And my name is
Thank you.
I'm from Brookland, Northeast.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I'm not from Northeast. Hey, man, thank you for your call, man. Thanks for, you know, you've been listening for 3 years, and we've been here since 1977. So there are a lot of listeners out there, a lot of new listeners out there, you know, who are experiencing WPFW for the first time. So thanks for sharing that, man. Appreciate it. All right. Mike, what kind of time are we looking at here?
We got about 4 minutes.
Okay, very good, very good. All right, folks, we'd like to be able to thank you, you know, for making the pledge to the program. And, you know, we're one big house here. So, you know, if you want to make a pledge to, you know, one of the other shows, that's fine too, okay? But we want you to donate, okay, because that's how we get our funding.
That's
you know,
right.
We don't get, you know, we're not brought to you by any product, okay? And it will stay that way. And it has been that way since day one. No equivocation, okay? And that's because that's what you demand, all right? That's why we've been here since 1977, because of your demand. And we will take those demands seriously and fulfill our mandate as we have done, you know, since our inception. So, yes, you know, we come to you from time to time, you know, for during our pledge drive, because the alternatives, you don't want to explore the alternatives.
That's right. You don't want us to be beholden to someone else.
Okay. Or something else. Remember, was that corporations are now people? So, you know, and it's a battle out there. It's a battle, you know, for dollars. We stand up and, you know, try to be counted, you know, for you guys. And you know, and like I said, the reason we've been here since 77 is because of that commitment. You folks appreciate that commitment, and we honor that commitment. So now we're just asking for a little bit, just a little bit of commitment from you by making that pledge of support, all right? No matter what you donate, it's all going to the house, all right, called WPFW, a house that we'll be moving out of soon and into some other digs, but we'll tell you more about that, right, Chip?
That's right. To be announced.
You know, yeah, that's right. Stay tuned. And it's all in an attempt to serve you better. All right? It's all an attempt to serve you better. So please, be generous. Make that pledge of support. If not to this program, to the next program or the program before, whatever. But make that donation, okay? It's very, very important to our existence. And that's what keeps us relevant, okay? That's what keeps us relevant. That's what keeps us important. Mike, I want to thank you so much for working out through our engineering challenges this morning. And
Just doing my job.
Doing his job.
and you always do it so well, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Indeed. So, folks, once again, it's not too late. Make that pledge. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Go to the website, wpfwfm.org. Look for that red button. It says donate now, okay? And you can also go to Cash App at $WPFW. Make a donation that way. And of course, we can also send you a reminder if that's what's more convenient for you. Okay? Time to go.
Time to go.
Thank you, folks, for listening in. Yes. Chip, see you next week, man.
You know, nowadays...
seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. President Joe Biden is calling for a path to peace after Israeli forces killed Hamas's senior leader Yahya Sinwar Thursday, who's believed to be behind Hamas's October 7th massacre in southern Israel.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands. I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace, a better future in Gaza without Hamas.
Biden spoke from Berlin, Germany, where he also pledged to continue support for Ukraine. This is the administration announced another $425 million aid package for Ukraine. In Gaza, Palestinians are mourning with mixed emotions, hoping Sinwar's death could end the war, others with little hope. Hamas's leadership says its conditions for a ceasefire won't change with Sinwar's assassination. That's a hostage swap, the exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners, an end to the war, and a withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, a proposal Israel's refused to accept. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday pledged to continue fighting, his comments translated by Al Jazeera.
We will continue to work until the end of the war for all the region. We have to remain resilient, and we need to stand firm on our ground and to continue to fight.
Lebanon's Hezbollah group says it's entering a new phase in its fight against invading Israeli troops. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says UNIFIL, United Nations peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, will remain there despite warnings to move from Israel's defense forces. At least five of UNIFIL members have been wounded in Israeli attacks in the last week.
The safety of United Nations personnel is our highest priority. And all parties have an obligation to ensure the safety of our personnel. The men and women of UNIFIL are tirelessly working to give our diplomatic efforts a fighting chance.
Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump campaign in the swing state of Michigan today. Harris in Grand Rapids, Trump in Detroit. Their running mates campaigned in swing states Thursday. Republican J.D. Vance in Pennsylvania. Democrat Tim Walz in North Carolina. Christopher Martinez has more.
Ohio Governor J.D. Vance spoke at a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
19 days until we get to say to Kamala Harris and her broken leadership, you are fired. Go back to San Francisco, where you belong.
Vance had praise for Donald Trump, blame for Kamala Harris, and some proposed solutions for the problems of the day, such as the high cost of groceries.
Pennsylvania energy workers, drill, baby, drill. That'll lower prices for all of us.
He also offered the Trump-Vance solution to the shortage of affordable housing.
Build more American homes, but make sure they go to American citizens, not people who don't have the legal right to be here.
Back in North Carolina, vice presidential candidate Tim Walz spoke at a rally in Durham, where he drew a contrast between the Harris-Walz ticket and the Trump-Vance ticket.
This might be the first time that both Democrats on the ticket are gun owners right now. And it might also be the first time that the guy on the other side can't pass a background check because he has felonies.
Walz boasted of Harris's record as vice president and of the support the campaign has received from a diverse array of supporters.
Hundreds of Republicans out with Kamala campaigning. Who would have ever thought we would see Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, and Taylor Swift on the same ticket? I'll say it again.
I'm Christopher Martinez.
South Korea's spy agency says North Korea's dispatched troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine. The National Intelligence Service said in a statement today, Russian Navy ships transferred 1,500 North Korean special operation forces to the Russian port city of Vladivostok from October 8th to October 13th. It said more North Korean troops are expected to be sent to Russia. South Korean media citing the NIS reported North Korea has